It's Friday, August 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Tuesday, a Turkish court denied an appeal for American pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest on false charges. Announced yesterday by the White House, President Trump has directed the Treasury Department to sanction Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of the Interior, both of whom were involved in the arrest of Pastor Brunson. Psalm 14:4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord?" South Africa is proposing a new comprehensive sexuality education program that would have public schools teaching children about contraception and options for murdering unborn babies. This comes as the country's basic education department is trying to respond to the increasing rate of teen pregnancy. Isaiah 32:7 says, "The schemes of the schemer are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is just." On Wednesday, President Donald Trump met with inner-city pastors to discuss prison reform and workforce development, reports CBN News. Trump said, quote, "Our focus on opportunity for every citizen includes helping former prisoners," end quote. Pastor Daryl Scott, the CEO of the Urban Revitalization Coalition, who met with the president, appeared on Fox Business Network.
"Curbing that recidivism rate to get people out of that cycle of returning to prison multiple times, get out, become productive, contributing members of society. That's what the goal is here, being transformed by the renewing of one's mind."
The White House is pushing for Congress to pass the First Step Act, a bill on criminal justice reform and rehabilitation. The new U.S. tax code requires churches and other tax-exempt organizations to pay taxes on certain employee benefits. But Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma introduced a bill this week in the Senate to repeal this part of the tax code, saying it would become, quote, "a huge burden to churches," end quote. More Americans believe that business owners, such as bakers and photographers, should be able to refuse services on religious grounds to homosexual couples, reports the Public Religion Research Institute. 46% of Americans support the conscience rights of business owners, up from 41% last year, while those who say businesses should be required to serve homosexual couples has dropped from 53% to 48%. Last week, a Michigan appeals court ruled in favor of Yvette Cormier, who filed a lawsuit over Planet Fitness's transgender locker room policy. Cormier's membership was revoked in 2015 after she complained about a man walking into the women's locker room. Apple became the first U.S. company to reach $1 trillion in value yesterday after stocks went up following an earnings report that exceeded forecasts. 1 Timothy 6:17 reminds us, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy." 10-year-old swimmer Clark Kent Apuada beat out Olympian Michael Phelps over the weekend for the fastest 100-meter butterfly at the Far West International Championship in California. Clark's time of 109.38 surpasses Phelps' own record at the championship in 1995 by 1 second. Naturally, the young swimmer has earned the name Superman. Jude in the Bahamas wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "The Worldview in 5 minutes has become part of my daily devotions. My girlfriend introduced The Worldview to me last year, and it has given us points to discuss and ways to pray and share with others. We really appreciate what you guys are doing with the relevant, up-to-date, and unbiased news. We live in the Bahamas, and oftentimes we are reminded that we are blessed. But nevertheless, we are mindful that we must not get complacent or comfortable. We must continue to pursue godliness and holiness and honor God with our lives. You guys keep us informed about what's going on around the world, and we especially appreciate the use of Scripture that puts the stories in perspective. Thank you for your commitment and service to your listeners, and most importantly, for your commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer to you is, as Paul states in Corinthians, to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. End quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I wasn't sure we were going to be able to reach today's goal of $30,000 to keep the worldview in 5 minutes on the air. We were still $3,370 short. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Luke in Wesson, Mississippi, and Summer in Jackson, Missouri, both of whom gave $50. We're also grateful for the $100 donations from Steve in Loveland, Colorado, John in Grafton, Wisconsin, Terry in Donnelly, Idaho, Edwin in Newman, Georgia, and an anonymous donor. And God also moved the hearts of Mike in Massachusetts, who gave $200, Curtis in North Augusta, South Carolina, who gave $270, Abraham in Santa Fe, Tennessee, who gave $300, Regina in Lodi, California, and Valerie in Santa Clarita, California, both of whom gave $500, Gary in Didsbury, Alberta, Canada, who gave $600, and the Ward family in Lee's Summit, Missouri, who gave $1,000. Together, their 14 gifts totaled $3,970. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our goal by today was $30,000. Praise God! These last 14 donors helped bring us across the finish line. Since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $30,600. Here at the Worldview in 5 Minutes and at Generations Ministry, we are deeply humbled by your sacrificial generosity to help ensure that this Christian newscast remains vibrant as we point the world to our providential God. However, if you'd like to make a donation and didn't take the time yet to do so, you could help us get way past the $30,000 finish line. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, select the amount you'd like to give, and whether it's a recurring donation. And that's The Worldview in 5 Minutes on this Friday, August 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.